I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rumors have surfaced on social media claiming the Taliban plans to murder 229 Afghan Christians. But that report isn't true, according to fact-checkers. Versions of this story have been bouncing around social media for the last 10 years. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
I would encourage people to be very careful about what you share and what you post on social media. Make sure it's accurate, make sure it's true, and understand that we can pray for a situation without knowing all of the details. God obviously knows all of the details.
Certainly, Afghan Christians face a dangerous situation. Yesterday, the Taliban announced the formation of a new government. The new interior minister was behind some of the worst attacks of the last two decades, asked God to protect Afghan Christians and give them wisdom about how to respond. And did you know that there are more evangelical Christians in Saudi Arabia than in Poland? Well, it's partly due to the prevalence of cults. Jehovah's Witnesses outnumber evangelicals 2-1. A lack of biblical resources is also to blame. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press tells us,
there's a great need for literature in Poland. It's not easily available, and since we have material in Polish as well as a lot of other languages, we made arrangements to get some material to them.
A ministry in Bulgaria began partnering with World Missionary Press 18 years ago. These believers use WMP scripture booklets in their outreach projects.
They also said, can you provide literature in Czech, Slovak, Lithuanian, Latvian, and Estonian as well? That would really be useful for our missionary work in those areas.
When believers like you underwrite the cost of production, gospel workers can get tools from World Missionary Press for free. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.